This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Today's your day. I mean, Monday. Come on. That's the day.
Rough day for everybody, you think? Monday?
Yeah. Oh, what do you mean?
Were you doing a story on Friday that X amount of millions of people are not going to show up to work today?
Yeah, we were just saying that like 10 and a half million people just are going to take a last minute personal day, use
you
a vacation
wasted a
day.
Sick day on that finale.
I know.
You could have skipped it. That's nice to have a day off. So we'll start with the new name for Kim and Kanye, Kardashian West's kid. They have named their new son Psalm, which is spelled P-S-A-L-M. If you're, I don't know if all Christians have. This is definitely a Catholic thing. It's a book in the Bible, right?
Yeah.
Psalm actually
the book
means
of Psalms.
It means song in Hebrew, and there's way worse names, like Saint or
it's
Chicago
the third
or
section of the
North.
Hebrew Bible.
Wait, so the name is Psalm?
Psalm. Yeah, it's pronounced like somber, like the P and the L are silent.
All right. One of my favorite songs is by Steel Pulse. It's called Chant a Psalm.
Oh.
It's great.
Yeah. Well, Psalm is the name.
All right.
So congratulations on picking a great name. And they say it's because they're really into the Bible.
Well, he's doing those Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those,
what is it?
Greek meetings, sunrise services.
She does seem very religious.
Yes, I agree. She does. I'm just really sticking with the whole no premarital sex and filming yourself and putting that on everyone's TV. So the name of the kid is Psalm. They haven't commented on the name, but some source is saying it's not surprising because they're both super into the Bible. The source said both of them read the Bible regularly now. Kanye loves the books of poetry of the Bible, Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon. He reads them over and over. Psalms is the longest book in the Bible. This is the source going on. Mm-hmm. But Kanye believes there's a lot of wisdom in them. Psalm is a good reflection of where they are spiritually. And by the way, psalm means song in Hebrew. Mm-hmm. Last year, Kim said, we're really religious. We start our day off with a group chat with a Bible verse from my mom, and then everyone chimes in on the meaning of it. We're very Christian. Our worth ethic and our discipline comes from so many years at Catholic school. I didn't even know she went to Catholic school. So she wore the little outfit.
Yeah, they did. I think most of the girls did. Mm.
Good for them.
Well, you know, us Catholic school girls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, you include yourself.
I'm a Catholic school girl. Come
right.
on, 12 yeah. years, baby.
I didn't do any 12 years, but I did my share. And,
I went to CCD myself.
Yeah.
That seems like torture.
CCD, I had to do all the way up through confirmation. And then, it was like Sunday school and then it turned into CCD.
I'd rather go to religion class every day than do that.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Give up my weekend?
I know. Ugh. Ugh. Although I think CCD was like on a weeknight, like a nighttime.
CCD was once a week after school,
yeah.
Depending on the teacher and which grade I was.
But right. Sunday school was just full on Sunday school. And I think it was just a way for your parents to get a break from you. Yeah, yeah, Sunday school. Really? Oh, the nuns are going to take them? Great. A couple hours of questions that are answered by, because you have to believe it. But what about this? Just have faith. Believe it. Scarlett Johansson and Colin Jost are engaged.
Good
I really didn't
them.
Think this one was going to last.
Why?
Because of how hot she is, I guess.
Well, he's not that
okay.
bad, is he?
No.
No, he's cute.
He's freaking doofy looking.
He is.
But
doofy
you know what?
Looking.
Looks have nothing to do with it.
He's funny.
He's sure.
And that's what we enjoy.
That is what we enjoy. And she thinks he's funny enough to marry. You are so funny, I'm going to marry you.
Now, this is her third marriage, right?
It will be. Uh-huh.
That is surprising.
She was married.
She's not 30 yet, is she?
She's 32.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's still a young woman.
Still, okay.
She's good for a 3-year marriage. Each one of her marriages were 3 years.
That is one of the, I mean, look, she makes her own money. She's her own woman.
Oh,
she
take that back. She's 34.
Oh.
Older.
Oh my God, she's getting old.
Still, 3 marriages by 34 is my point.
Yeah.
It seems like there should be a point when you go, it doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
Why bother?
Right.
But maybe that'll be after this one.
Maybe. This is the one that she's going to wind up paying out on, though. I mean, the guy, she married Ryan Reynolds from 08 to 11.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's got his own money.
Mm-hmm.
The journalist Romain Duryac, that's a guy she's got a kid with.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't realize she had a kid.
Yeah, she's got a little, they have a, let's see if it says the name. It doesn't. But, and, you know, so that kid's got to be, I don't know when they divorced, but that kid's got to be 6 or 7 years old.
They divorced in 2017. Rose Dorothy Duryac. Okay. Say the name? This is the name of the kid. The kid's 5 years old.
So I don't know if that guy got a payout from her.
Well, what does he do for a living?
He's a journalist, it says, but so
she's got plenty of money. Isn't the issue for them? Yeah. I just feel like, okay, fine. She pays people out. She's got money rolling in, but why go through with it? Like, aren't you standing there at the ceremony at some point going, wow, I've done this 3 times.
Yeah. 3rd time's a charm, Vin. I think that's what it comes to. People are just like, it just can't keep failing. Like, one of these has got to stick. I'm in on this person.
I love that our world offers us all different options and choices, and she gets to marry a lot of times.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I will do it the 1 time, and that will be all, yeah. Everybody.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work out, that will be that.
Mm.
Is there a prenup with that? Did we ask you that before?
I don't know that I have been asked that.
I'm asking now, then.
No, there is no prenup. We both come into it fairly equal.
Mm-hmm.
She's got quite a bit of stuff.
Yeah.
That's...
you could benefit from.
No, well, yes and no. I mean, I don't...
Maybe you should ask
I
for
think
some
we,
alimony.
I think it's...
I need alimony.
If I found myself out of work and still caring for 2 kids, there might be some alimony.
Yeah.
That might happen.
Well, you'd have to both, you know, if you're coming into it the same amount, I think you just both continue to pay for everything that the kids need together.
It doesn't, right now, I'm not looking at it that way.
Mm. I was looking up celebrities who have been married the most times.
Oh, yeah, who?
Elizabeth.
Taylor and Johnny Carson.
Johnny Carson's not up there.
Oh.
At least the top 4. Zsa Zsa.
Oh, how many times?
9 times.
Oh, boy, that's a lot of times.
You
Larry
got
King. To be. If you know her, you got to
oh,
be
yeah, Larry
laughing.
King. He's
8
been...
marriages.
Oh, boy.
Elizabeth Taylor, 8 marriages. And next on the list is Mickey Rooney, 8 marriages.
Oh. I didn't realize
they
Mickey Rooney.
Love.
It. Sure.
Just depends on how you see yourself, I think.
Mm.
Like, maybe they see themselves as optimistic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And,
well,
and, you know, a... have a strong
after, like,
belief.
Number 6, wouldn't you just be like, I'm feeling less optimistic?
I don't know. I guess that's
because as you
it's
get older,
how you look at things.
You're thinking, I got to marry this person because I'm going to need someone to get old with.
Yeah,
like, I need
some
someone.
People
to,
can't be alone.
That's just
that's true.
Such a
that's
dumb
another
thing,
too.
To be like, well,
people
that...
are afraid of that. Your old age and to be alone. I mean, I can see why sometimes people say, I got to have a person.
If you've had 7 divorces, why do you think locking some old man down is going to make him stay?
Mm. You just think it is. This time, we're both older. It's going to be great. It's fine. Or you marry someone young. They'll be well enough to take care of me.
All right.
I'm sure there won't be elder abuse.
I'd get married again, would you?
No, I wouldn't marry again. I couldn't do it.
Why?
You know, I guess I've just never really gone there in my head. We talk about that sometimes, like, you know, if John croaked or if I croaked, like what we'd want to happen. I just can't really see it. But, you know, I can't really see dating either, so who knows? I mean, I'm sure I'm a human being.
Mm-hmm.
You know, eventually I get to a point where, like, I need company or something.
Well, you have
You'd
needs.
Marry again?
Sure. But you also would find yourself going, this is a new experience. Everything's a new experience. I have my bed to myself.
Yeah.
I do what I want.
Yeah.
I don't have to. There isn't any.
I have a very specific set of needs, too. Like, I really, you know why I might? Because I really hate doing things. Like, it's just awesome that, like, I mean, yeah, I guess I'd make one of my kids do it. I'd be like, you know, just, why don't you just live here forever and just make sure the trash gets out every Tuesday night? I can't really remember that. I suppose I could have my electronic assistant remind me of all the crap I got to do. Anyway, back to ScarJo and, and Kojo.
Best of luck to them. I hope it goes
They're
going to
be called Kojo?
I guess. Well, he's Colin Jost, Kojo. She's Scarlett Johansson, ScarJo.
ScarCo?
ScarCojo. Yeah. Scarlett Jo, whatever.
Huh?
Doesn't matter. I'm just... I hope that they do well. I really do. I really didn't see that one lasting, but you know what? Congrats that it did. Here's something completely different. How old is Arnold Schwarzenegger now?
Like 72?
Okay. You know, most people, when you're 70, let's call him 72.
71.
Okay,
be 71
years
this
old.
Year.
Most people who get a flying jump double side kick to the back, they break. If you're 72 years old, something gives. Not Arnold, man. He was in South Africa at some kind of event. It's called the Arnold Classic Africa, where a bunch of kids compete in different sporting events. And a lot of the kids are seem to have challenges, like life challenges. He's talking to some fans in the crowd. He's really just standing around. It seems to be a big gymnasium. And he's standing, and there's two shots of this because he's actually getting filmed from the front and getting filmed from the back as this happens. I want you to take a look at what happened here. He's just chatting with people in the crowd when suddenly, so there he is. Just that's him being filmed from the front. Guy comes flying out of nowhere. Here it is from the back so you can see what happens. Got to remember this dude is, you know, 71 years old. And the guy barely moves him.
Well, Arnold's a big dude, though he's old. Oh, is that guy...
Security.
Did he kill him? Did he kill that guy? Are they allowed to kill people there?
The security jump right onto him. I don't know what their deal is.
Well, they
there.
Weren't doing a very good job because this guy was able to double kick him in the back.
Yeah, runs at him and flies with both feet in the air. Bryn was telling me all about that kind of move. Apparently, it's called a drop kick in some circles, which I thought you drop
in
a
wrestling.
Ball onto your foot. But in wrestling, because you then drop to the ground... After you kick your both feet, you're flying
yeah,
projectile.
Is there audio with that? Like, or does Arnold say anything?
Let's look at it from the front. We'll
correct
hear.
Me if I'm wrong, Bryn, but that's not a very smart fighting technique because the truth is you go all in and
you
then
do.
You're laid out on the ground.
Yeah.
If you don't connect and win, someone jumps you, right?
That's the most force you can give, though, like both of your feet at the same time.
Flying through the air and then, you know, smacking them outward.
If you're kicking somebody like Arnold, you have to do something like that to have some sort of effect.
Because you could punch him and he'd be like, oh, I'm sorry, did a chair just bump into me?
But that is a weak move to get someone from behind like that.
Yeah,
especially.
It's just like, and why? I mean, he's there doing like a kid's thing.
I don't know.
It's a sucker kick.
Yeah.
It is a sucker kick.
Well, he didn't sucker him
the
too
The camera
good
goes cause... off. I bet they just... Did they beat that guy? Do
I
we
think
not
security
know?
Just hauls him off. And Sarah, I don't know if it says in there, but the kid was yelling something.
Oh, I didn't... What was he saying?
Something like, I need a Ferrari. He either said a Ferrari or a Lamborghini. Buy me a Lamborghini or buy me a Ferrari.
As he
like
kicks
that.
Him?
Something like that. It was the weirdest thing.
That is so strange.
Well,
he's
I
saying
think he's the boy is challenged.
Oh.
So there's that.
Well,
he's got some moves, but they didn't work on Arnold.
Arnold.
The guy's like a stone mountain.
Handles it, but I don't doubt he is an older man. I'm sure that hurt him later in
we
the
looked,
day.
I was going to say that, too, that he gets him. He hits him sort of in the shoulder blade and real high on the back. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, as sturdy as Arnold appears to be and is unmoved by this thing, that's, you know, he's still a 71-year-old dude. Like, that's going
right.
to hurt later. He even seems to, like, sort of adjust his arm a little bit afterwards, like something got
Man,
kicked out of place.
Arnold was such a fixture as I was growing up, not because I was a fan of well, I did like weightlifting, actually, but, you know, I wasn't a Mr. Olympia
point,
guy.
Right.
But just he was the epitome of male strength. Like, you would say... If you saw someone do something, you'd go, whoa, Arnold, take it easy. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, that was anyone who showed a feat of strength. It was,
right.
Oh, God, Arnold, you're going to kill yourself. or, you know, whatever. He's just that
guy. Audie Bach.
The pictures of him, you know.
Oh, crazy. I actually feel like in a lot of ways, while, you know, I'm sure there were plenty of people who knew about Mr. Universe, I didn't know. He's the only person that I could name from that whole thing. He was the one who sort of made it, just popularized it.
Yeah.
And then, of course, he went on to just continue to use that accent in 1,000 movies and then was our governor for,
weird.
For a while.
Anybody, oh, he's an incredible success story.
He
for sure.
Certainly is.
He tweeted, thanks for your, I guess people were asking him how he was. He says, thanks for your concerns, but there is nothing.
I'll say it in his accent, please. You just try. Just try and do it.
I'm not an accent person.
You can do it.
You can do it.
Okay. Wait, give me a little.
Thank you for your support.
Thank you. Forget you guys. Thanks for your concerns, but there is nothing to worry about. I thought I was just jostled by the crowd, which happens a lot. I only realized
jostled.
I was kicked when I saw the video, like all of you. Shucks, I lost my place. I'm just glad the idiot didn't interrupt my Snapchat. So he's not pressing charges on this.
He's not. Kid. And not only that, in a response to it, he put up a series of videos where he's sort of highlighting kids with disabilities competing in this thing. He says, how about instead of sharing the video of me getting kicked in the back, you share this video. It's very inspirational.
Good for him.
Yeah. So anyway, he got kicked in the back. Don't worry. He'll be fine.
He'll be okay, huh? I'd like to see that bruise. If there is one.
I would like to see his back, too. Like
2 feet.
I mean, the guy does slam into him.
Pretty
but
good.
But the guy looks like he maybe weighs 92 pounds. So right. He does get shoved forward. But we were actually wondering if Arnold would have fallen if he hadn't pushed right into that bunch of people. And we think that he would have stayed up.
Yeah, he stumbles forward a little bit.
He's upright. He doesn't get knocked over. He just sort of stumbles forward into the,
he's
into
Arnold.
The crowd. Yeah.
A rock.
Kind of like a modern day superhero. I'm very strong. And that's all I have time for. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
I got a list of travel bucket lists and more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Coming up a little later today, single day tickets to Bottle Rock Napa Valley for Saturday. We'll have those all week. Be listening.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by San Francisco Credit Union. Membership is open to everyone. Ooh. Mention Alice Radio and membership is free.
Wow.
I won't read those other sentences there.
San
Francisco Credit Union.
Are you sure he's not here again?
Say Alice Radio and you're in for free.
Woo!
You'll love it. All right. So here's what's happening. From Huntsville to Mobile, Birmingham to Montgomery, thousands of Alabamians gathered on Sunday in protest of the state's new abortion law.
Wow.
It's good to see them reacting. It's important that people react and be heard and not sit by. Let's see here. The law signed by Governor Kay Ivey last week includes, this is an abortion law, includes no exceptions for cases of rape and incest, outlawing all abortions except when necessary to prevent serious health problems for the woman. They say women will be exempt from criminal and civil liability, but the new law will punish doctors for performing an abortion and makes it a Class A felony.
It's a life sentence.
Punishable by 99 years in prison. Now, the law, it's important that you know, won't go into effect for 6 months, and they expect that the federal government will step in and this will go to the Supreme Court.
And that's what they want. They want to try to overturn Roe v. Wade, and they feel that passing this law will start that ball rolling, and it'll get challenged and go all the way to the Supreme Court, and they can. So thanks, Alabama.
Right. Well, this is one of those moments where, as a bystander here in California, you hope that people there rather than watch the finale of Game of Thrones, maybe they DVR that and make it to the rally. Get out to the rally, please, and be heard.
Right.
So there's that. That happened yesterday. The people were out voicing their displeasure.
Good. That's good to hear. And I'm sure that if I lived in Alabama, I'd be appalled by that. And you know, I'm sure there's plenty of people there who are like, what is happening in my state?
Mm-hmm. 15 spots on America's travel bucket list.
All right.
Number one is the Grand Canyon. I mean, it's big.
You know, if you have time to spend there, it's one thing. If you're doing a cross-country trip and you just stop by, it's a lot to take in. And when you're standing there at the edge, you just think, okay, you're going to Brady Bunch it and take the, you know, ride down on the donkeys.
Yeah, I agree. But as a kid, I really did think it was just a big hole. And while are beautiful, it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's also too hot. I was like, it's hot here.
I've never been there. What is there to do?
You
look in.
You hike, I guess. There's some hiking.
You could hike.
Go down.
Mostly you
it.
Just drive up to a place and then you stand there at the edge and you go, wow, I get that pee-pee feeling. Okay, so what do you guys want to do for lunch?
Mm-hmm.
If you're not going to go in, there's not a lot to do.
But can you take a donkey like the Brady Bunch?
Probably, right?
Yeah, I would imagine. I only went the one time when I was very young.
Yeah. I only went the one time, too. We stopped by on a cross-country drive and I really didn't know what I don't know what I expected, but I really did think after a few minutes of staring, I'm like, okay, then what happens?
That's the trip I ended up in, like, there was like a Fred Flintstone themed park, and it was done on a budget. Mm. Like, it was
one of those roadside attractions.
Yeah, the pictures are embarrassing that it's even considered. I don't even know if it was legal.
Huh.
It was done so cheaply. I should post those pictures.
It's one of those places where
it's got to be something other people would go, I've been there too.
And they do the billboards as you're sort of getting closer to the place. Like there's all kinds of places.
I don't remember that, but you know, let me see if I can find the pictures just because I'd be curious
where
if others have done
somewhere
this.
Somewhere in Arizona?
Yeah, it had to be because that was that trip. And that was the trip where I went, yeah, I don't want a road trip with that guy. He's no fun.
Your dad?
I keep getting spanked. Sorry, you're locking me in a car for hours on end. Expect trouble.
Did your dad smoke?
He didn't.
That's good.
It's called Flintstones Bedrock City.
You know it?
No, I'm looking it up.
Oh!
Bedrock City sounds great.
Consisting of an amusement park and an RV park.
RV park.
Nice.
shucks, Vinny. It says here it closed January 28th. Although, I wonder if it's seasonal.
Might be. Mm. So, that's in Arizona for sure?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's got to be it.
That's the one.
Mm. Mm. Closed after 50 years.
Oh, well, it was so
January.
Janky. It really was.
Yeah.
It was really not that. I don't remember it being.
Look, it's a roadside park, an RV park. I mean, it's just a place that they advertise on billboards and people pull in and go, oh, this is underwhelming.
A quirky roadside attraction along Route 64.
There you go.
64. Well, quirky.
Yeah.
I like it.
Anyway,
too bad I'll never get to go there. Canyon.
There it is.
I love it. That is funny.
So the Grand Canyon's at the top of the list of travel bucket lists for Americans. Yellowstone. You got pictures of that thing?
I do,
Oh,
yes.
This is the Bedrock Family Campground. What is it called? Oh, wow. They have trains?
You know what? That's better than it was when we went.
Well, it looks like I had a fresh coat of paint. I don't see anything remotely Flintstone. There's some Flintstones pictures. I don't see the houses. I guess that's sort of Flintstonesy. I guess. I'll tell you, that house on 280 is more Flintstone-y looking than this.
You're right.
This doesn't look super Flintstone-y.
It was not that good when I went there.
It still seems to not be that good.
What does that say?
Oh, is that the Mount Rushmore of their faces, of the Flintstones' faces? That's got to be on the list, right? Mount Rushmore?
Oh, let me see. So let me run down the list here. We've got Grand Canyon, Yellowstone National Park, Niagara Falls, Vegas. You know what? I've been to Vegas before, and I've always considered it just such a loser magnet. You see people there on their lowest point.
Horrible.
I had so much fun on our trip there, though.
Mm-hmm.
I really wish we could go back.
I'm
like
with
that
you. Yeah.
Was so fun. I mean,
promotions
I was,
make that happen. I was another up. Trip with listeners to,
yeah,
to
promotions.
Vegas
late at night.
Oh,
remember
so fun.
When we were like out?
It was mm-hmm. such a great trip. I've never had a bad trip to Vegas. I love Vegas. I love gambling. I love freaking just crazy town. Like, that's a crazy town. You never know what's going to happen there.
Mount Rushmore
okay,
comes in at yeah. 5.
I really
want
to go there.
Travel bucket.
That's why I
got to
get an RV. I got to go see all these places.
Redwood National Park, Mardi Gras in New Orleans, Drive PCH.
Oh, well, we're used to that. So yeah. That doesn't seem like a big attraction to
it's
us.
Beautiful, though.
Absolutely.
See the fall leaves in New England.
Oh, that is, you know, you're over it when you live in New England, but it is.
Special?
It's beautiful. It's breathtaking at times. There's this birch forest in New Hampshire that you drive through, and it's just like this little winding country road, and it's white trunks and yellow leaves, and it is frigging gorgeous. It was like, as a child, the first time I ever really looked out the window and went, damn, looks really pretty. Yeah, it's gorgeous there.
Vinny, one of our sales managers says, tell Vinny I've been to Bedrock City. That's from Catherine, Kitty.
Oh, Kitty. Oh, great. Look, another thing you guys have in common.
She liked it or not.
Nobody likes it.
I honestly, my memory of it is like, it's an empty field with a couple scattered things and tumbleweeds rolling by.
Did you get to get in a car that you had to power with French 2 feet?
It's kind of a picture opportunity. But then,
is it Instagrammable?
Yeah, sure.
I wouldn't say that. Maybe
put your sad face on for that Instagram post.
Like in a kitschy way, you might go, oh my God, we have to stop. Let's do, but you wouldn't
totally.
Do it
right.
For reals.
Are there dinosaurs and stuff?
I think so.
Oh, that's good.
Drive from Miami to Key West is on the list of America's travel bucket
list.
That
is supposed to be a really pretty drive.
See Cape Cod.
Oh, Cape Cod. Hyannis is nice. No, I like Cape Cod. It's beautiful.
Broadway show in New York City.
Yeah. That'd be great.
You haven't done that?
I've done an off-Broadway show. I saw Blue Man Group years ago.
Broadway show, yes?
No, I've never been to New York.
Oh, my
what?
Goodness. Oh, you've got to go to New York someday.
Every time I talk to Michelle, our girl in promotions, she talks about New York, blah, blah, blah. You know, she's been to a million Broadway shows.
Well, she lived there and worked there, right?
She used to produce them, yeah. I'm always like, man, I wish I could go to New York with her.
Yeah.
Because she knows
yeah.
everything.
That's what you got to do. You got to go with someone who'll take you to places other than the
exactly,
tourist spots.
Exactly, yeah.
You wouldn't want to go with Johnny B? You guys should plan that trip. You would love it.
I'm just not a good traveler. You know, I get super bitchy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Even more than normal.
I'm never going to travel with you.
That doesn't sound good.
You just told me. You just said the words that make me never want to
no
travel
thanks.
With you. You should stay at home in your PJs on the couch.
Excellent.
Yeah. Be happy. Just look. There's plenty of pictures of that stuff you can see.
Oh, look. Walk across the Golden Gate Bridge is on the list. And also eat cheesesteak in Philly.
Yum.
We've done a lot of things on that list. That's good. We have a few more to cross off, though. I got to get an RV.
Do you?
I do. I got to get one.
All right.
I just know I'd be an RV person. I just know it.
Well, there's reason to like it. My buddy James, who lives in one now, he makes it look good. I don't know if he's secretly selling those on the side, RVs, I mean.
Yeah.
But he'll park in the most picturesque place and be like, home for tonight. Click. And you go, wow, that is pretty great. You know, there's a river rolling by his front tires.
You know what, though? Here's the thing. To live in an RV, I think for a single person who has work, because he has work all over the place, like it works out perfectly for him. So it does seem romantic and great. I think that if you try to squeeze a family into an RV, you're effed. Mm-hmm. Like, you're about to break up your family. Stop it. But if you just want to use it for travel, but doesn't it seem so tempting to, like, sell everything, all your worldly possessions except what you can fit into your RV, no more property taxes.
That's the famous story about Doc Paskowitz. He was a doctor and had all the trappings of modern day life and packed his family of, like, 8 kids into an RV and left.
That's too much.
Checked out.
And did they destroy themselves?
Well, no, they
eat
just
themselves
went,
alive?
I think, well, I don't know. One of the guys ended up in a band with James, the Flies.
Oh.
He was the lead singer of the band.
Oh, well, now that's why this dude lives in an RV now. Well, he got the idea from Doc Paskowitz.
They're just bands, tour people, you know?
Yeah.
Like, Michael Franti's another one of those guys. He has a great house with his.
Sure,
but they
he's
split.
On the road.
And even when they're home, he goes, all right, we're going to Bali.
Yeah.
Guy doesn't want to sit still.
I want to be where the things are happening.
Anyway, let me move on.
All right. It's a good story, though.
But
I
you're going to get one of those.
Well, I
you
hope
should.
So. I want to.
Why wouldn't you?
I don't want to keep it, you know? Trying to figure out a way to get in the driveway. Don't laugh at that.
I think you go and just park it at an RV place.
Exactly.
Storage
that's what
place.
I
want to
go in it all the time and just be in it, you know?
Do you?
Get away from the family.
Yeah, just, you know, play some solitaire out there.
All right.
Lay on the bed, I guess. I don't know what you do in an RV.
There's
I'll be cooking out. I'll be in the driveway having a cookout under the awning. If anyone wants to join me, I'm going to cook out in my house. Oh, that's what I want. I want my own house. That's I want to be away from everyone. Oh, I just figured it out.
You don't, though, because if no one would come over, you'd be back in the main house with
hey,
everyone else going.
Hey, what are you guys doing? Can I visit?
Yeah. Totally.
Oh, that's fun. Get out here. I'm cooking burgers and dogs.
There's a really good steakhouse, apparently, in Manchester, England, called Hoxmoor.
Okay. Hoxmoor.
I guess it's not cheap. They say a filet costs about $50.
Oh.
That's without any sides.
Hmm.
It must be dry rubbed.
It must be. Dry rubbed, aged to perfection. It's delicious. It's like butter. It's like eating a pat of butter.
A group of customers ordered a nice bottle of wine the other day that cost $330
oh.
just for the wine.
I see.
But they ended up getting an even nicer bottle.
Oh.
The waitress accidentally opened one that cost $6,000.
Oh, my God.
Accidentally.
Accidentally grabbed the wrong bottle of wine?
That's no one realized funny. It until it was gone. Her table said, that was great. We'll take a second bottle of that. Because it was the best wine they'd ever had.
Did she grab another $6,000 bottle of wine?
And that's when she realized what she'd done and freaked the you-know-what out.
Oh, my God.
She was, well, concerned for her job.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What happened?
And also concerned that they would say, you will have to pay for the difference you've just served.
No.
That's horrible.
A $6,000 bottle of wine to somebody.
How does that get thrown in with the $500 bottles or whatever it was? I mean, they were already going to slap, you know, that is $330 for a bottle of wine.
Is that good?
No, that's really, that's an expensive bottle
of wine. Oh, that's
wine.
Already expensive.
That's already expensive.
Yeah, I mean, you get a good bottle of wine for
no, I
$11.
Mean, the most
bucks.
I'll spend,
less even.
I've only, maybe $100 on a bottle of wine at a restaurant. Me alone, I'll be like $6.99, please.
Yep, exactly. There's decent table wine under $10. I hate to say it. I hate wine anyway.
You don't get yourself good wine when you're drinking?
Nah.
What's the point? My taste buds are dead. Come on.
Well, you don't even drink wine.
You're right about that.
But if I'm at a table with people that appreciate wine, then I could go a little bit more.
Sure.
If they have knowledge of what to buy, I'm all in. But me, nah, I don't need that.
Anyway. Her boss was okay with it.
What?
I mean, he wasn't okay with it, but he didn't fire her.
And he didn't make her pay?
Oh.
No.
She must be a very valued member of the team there.
One-off mistake, and we love you anyway,
oh,
they said.
Oh! They do love her.
He did say he would have been a lot angrier if she hadn't caught her mistake before serving the second bottle. So.
What happened at the table? They were like... Here's the bottle you actually ordered last time. They're like, oh,
it doesn't say, but I have to imagine that they were cut off from the $6,000 bottle and told it was so delicious because
it was
by
way
far,
more than
right.
many times what you.
The picture of the two bottles of wine.
Hey, they don't look anything
boy,
alike.
Boy, those look exactly alike.
They are, don't they?
No.
Well, they're different colors.
Yeah. You know, they
gold,
do.
Red.
I guess the labels look slightly similar,
no, they
but the
don't.
Well, they both have a stripe around the outside, but you're right. They don't. I can't even tell you which one of those is the expensive one.
They both have L's and P's in the name, so.
Yeah, but they're in a totally different script.
She didn't have her glasses on.
Well, one top is red and one top is gold. I'm going to guess the gold one is the one that costs all the money. Just because gold, you know?
Right, gold.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm glad she didn't get fired. I mean, people do make mistakes.
Yeah, we do. All the time.
All the time. Everybody make a mistake.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Please don't drink, text, and drive.
Or drink and drive. Don't do any of the and drives.
Arnold tweeted,
and driving.
This is 408. This is from the story you did earlier. Arnold tweeted, he didn't know he was kicked until he saw the video.
So funny. Did a cotton ball just hit me? Oh, what was that soft feather that wafted down from the sky to touch my back briefly?
He plays to his image so perfectly. He really, for a guy who came here and couldn't speak English, he has masterfully, well, other than boning that
the housekeeper.
Yeah. Diana.
And making Mildred. A child and hiding the whole thing away for
13 years.
Yeah, other than that, he's really masterfully.
I have it down pat. I'm really good at this thing.
Do you remember when that story
working my
broke
life.
And they showed her picture and everyone just went.
She was nearby.
With all the celebrity you got, that's mm-hmm. what you did?
It was when she would be scrubbing the floor on her hands and knees, I would see her butt moving, swaying gently. And I just thought, I probably should do that.
And the kid looks exactly like
him. Oh, my
God.
Him.
Exactly.
Spitting image.
It's nice, though, that he, I mean, he was at his kid's graduation.
He has become a fixture in that kid's life.
It broke
now.
His marriage up. He might as well do right by the kid, right?
Yeah.
Right. Well, she was scrubbing the floor like nobody else.
What accent was that?
That was me singing. It was me, Arnold.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Let's see. I guess I'll start with the. We'll start with the charts. There's so much more, though. But if you're looking for Game of Thrones talk, that happened at 6 o'clock. You can go back and listen to the podcast. Yikes.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.